4B's podcasts are sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion on the island through their annual grant-giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hello, everyone. This is Callum, and we've got some Callum Creature Facts. Today we'll be talking about Yeti crabs. The Yeti crab looks identical to a crab, be it the hard shell, the long appendages and big claws, but it also looks very much like the mythical abominable snowman for which it was named. The defining features are all compact, all white body, measuring around 6 inches long, and the long bristly claws. Some Yeti crabs have hairy chests in addition to or in place of the hairy claws. Because of its highly reduced eyes, it is thought to be completely or mostly blind. However, they do have a few tricks up their sleeves, or claws for that matter, to help them survive the harshness of the cold and desolate deep sea floor. Yeti crabs pile on top of each other to stay warm near hydrothermal vents. Speaking of hydrothermal vents, some scientists theorise that Yeti crabs evolved roughly 30 million years ago due to hydrothermal vent biomes being colonised by their ancestors. Because Yeti crabs live around 7,200 feet below the ocean surface, Yeti crabs have no need of colour pigments, making them appear white or grey. The reason why Yeti crabs have long hairy claws is because they use their claws to harvest bacteria. They do this by using comb-like hairs on their claws to pick up the bacteria that flows from the hydrothermal vents. When they've collected enough bacteria, they chow down. If they're full, however, they can save the collected bacteria for when they're hungry again. The first Yeti crab was discovered in 2005 on a hydrothermal vent near the mysterious Easter Island. However, not much is known about Yeti crabs because they can only be seen through the use of deep-sea submarines. Well, that's all we have for this week. Join me next week, where we'll be talking about coelacanths.